Welcome to episode 3 of the Band of Gamers podcast. My name is Greylock3491, and this week I'm joined by two of my good friends, DBQ Hams and Macebite. Now, as we do every week, we're going to start talking about what games we played this week, and for that, I'll start with DBQ Hams. DB, what have you been playing?
So I've got back from vacation, but I have been playing a little bit before vacation as well, and so a mix of mobile and console stuff with a little bit of a book even mixed in as well. So before I left for vacation, I had been there was a sale on Best Buy. Again, the Diablo Ultimate Editions were like $20 with Best Buy's Gamers Club unlocked. I got it. It's like 20% off all new games with Gamers Club, and it had been like $120. And actually, just the past week or so, past couple weeks, they've dropped it now to a permanent price drop of $30. So I used it in the fall quite a bit. They, you know, for the Halo Master Chief Collection, if you pre-ordered it at $50, they gave you another $10 off in a Best Buy coupon. I actually ended up getting it when I purchased the Madden Xbox One bundle back in the fall when I bought Xbox One. So it has tended to kind of motivate me to keep purchasing a little bit. But so Diablo, I picked it back up, and kind of that loot grind of that same loot of Destiny and playing that. And it's, you know, it's Diablo. It's fun. I played it, put it down, and the sheer fact that there's not a whole lot of meaningful story, not that Destiny's story is amazing, but it didn't hold me as much as I thought it would. And so I ended up going back to Steam and playing some Torchlight 2. I had picked that up when it first debuted. You know, Torchlight 1 came out of the makers of many of the guys that had done Diablo 2 back in the day and had spun off and done their own series, and they were like Mythic Games, and they were Torchlight was one of the many things that they were putting together. It was also in that Hellgate London type of time. Torchlight 2 has Steam Workshop support, so there's a ton of mods out there, and so it totally, you know, as a single player, they've made all kinds of new classes for it, and, you know, companions to come along with you, and it really modded it up in such a way where it's really fun to play, and kind of it is a little mindless and a de-stressing time. So played some of that. I played a little bit of thinking about Borderlands, the Handsome Collection coming out. I played the Borderlands Telltale game, the first episode of that, and actually the second episode just came out after PAX here this past week or so, so I have to pick that up as well. I had purchased the Telltale Collection back around Christmas time, and so have all those coming as they come through, but I really enjoy the Borderlands world. I like that sense of humor that it has and the art style, and this Telltale game, you know, I really enjoyed the Walking Dead series from Telltale. I'd never played The Wolf Among Us. I haven't played Game of Thrones yet. Obviously, I have those now. But the Telltale game really ends up working kind of like a heist story and introduces some things, some fun characters, and the tongue-in-cheek kind of violence that happens in the Borderlands world. So that's been really good. Then I took a trip and was away from my console for quite a while and didn't play a whole lot. A little bit of mobile gaming, but not much. Game called Tap Titans, which, you know, it's kind of like Cookie Clicker, but fighting against bosses, and I enjoyed it for maybe a day, like many mobile games, and then you kind of are able to see the time money loop there in terms of what they're trying to get out of you, and it's, you know, at this stage, I get more out of it by picking it up for 5 minutes once a day and collecting the money than actually spending time in it. So it'd be something that will easily get deleted pretty soon. But the thing that really kind of sucked me in over my vacation was I read a book by Isaac Hooke called Atlas. It's on Amazon's Prime's lending library, so it's free if you have Amazon Prime and a Kindle. But it's like a military science fiction book with a lot of mechs as well. Kind of a little Starship Troopery, but the mechs are, you know, very much reminding me of Titanfall, down to the point where, as they're describing them, you know, they've got chain guns in one hand and a rail gun potentially in another, or they have a battery of four rockets, and they have the potential to alternate out some type of shield, similar to what you do in Titanfall. And so, you know, they have exoskeletons similar to kind of like Advanced Warfare or in Titanfall, so they're able to boost their jumps. And it, you know, it's totally not a Titanfall game, but it really kind of drew me into that Titanfall world. And so now that I've been back, and that's mainly what I've been playing, is going back into Titanfall and having that kind of narrative hook, you know, as we were talking about a couple weeks ago, Gray, in terms of cross-media things and narratives and games and movies and things like that. Having that narrative hook for Titanfall, even if it's not in the same world, but it gave me kind of an appreciation of what it would be like, has made it really engaging to get back into a Titan and kind of stride around the battlefield taking out stuff. So that's kept me busy. How about you, Mace? What have you been playing?
Wow, that's an awesome report. I less than you, but having a blast when I do. I'm pretty much hopelessly hooked on Destiny right now. my most recent treat was when I picked up an exotic pulse rifle, which has some pretty cool features, especially when you actually get some of your health replenished when you make kills with it. And then the most recent I just picked up Saturday was the automatic exotic rifle, so I was very excited with that. And then thanks to one of your friends, Gray, Jetty mentioned how the Husk of the Pit level 10 auto rifle, if you pick that up and maximize it, and then also pick up the Embalm orb, it does become a legendary auto rifle, which I'm pretty excited to try that out tonight and see how it performs. So I guess that's about it. I just hit level, was it 3 for Crota? And her name Iris now gave me some power to buy some different things, like a new banner that has the sword of Crota on my header now for my name. And that's about it. I've been really enjoying that.
That's pretty cool, Mace. I went to a wedding last weekend, so I didn't get a lot of gaming in. I got a little bit of Destiny in. This is coming off Mace Bite and my trip to PAX East, where we had an absolute total blast. We played, oh gee whiz, we played so many different games. We get to see the show floor. We get to see all the you know, everything going on at PAX. It was just amazing. But you know, I came back and then I went away to a wedding. So I did get a little Destiny in. Unfortunately, I was with Jetty last night, but we couldn't run the weekly because he doesn't have the expansion pass. And that's kind of a bummer. I really wish they would. I wish they would really have a weekly for everybody, and then maybe have a second weekly just for people with the expansion pass, because I really needed some more strange coins if I was going to buy something from Xur. So I didn't end up buying anything from Xur. I'm really holding out for a hunter's chest plate, like an exotic chest plate. Right now I have this exotic helmet, and it has like a symbiote living on it. And I'm really not liking the symbiote, so I'd like to dismantle him and get a chest plate, hopefully without a symbiote, for my hunter. But no, I'm excited. I'm a 31, probably 31 and a quarter. And then that's my hunter, and my warlock's down in the 25s, and then I have another low guy that's down in the 6 or 7 range. Now, I did pick up a copy for my nephew, Oblivious Jarl, a copy of it, and he does not have Xbox Live. So he was able to play Destiny, all of the regular missions, but he can't join a fire team, which I thought was a little downer. I guess it makes sense, but if you don't have Xbox Live and you buy Destiny, you can still play the game, but you cannot do strikes, you cannot do raids, I don't believe, and you cannot join fire teams. So even though I had Xbox Live, because he didn't, he could not join my fire team. We couldn't play together online. So that was kind of a bummer. But in any case, yeah, that's pretty much what I did this week. With that wraps up everybody's playlist for the week. For our first topic, I'm going to turn it over to DBQ Hams. Tell us what's on your mind this week.
Well, before I dive into the topic, I want to go back to Destiny a little bit. Just hearing you guys talk about it, you know, I've been playing Destiny was one of the big reasons I picked up an Xbox One in the first place. You know, I got 131 Titan and a 30 Warlock who I've now finally leveled up a different exotic so that I'm 30 at that with the exotic that I wanted to with the Heart of Praxis Fire to get some good grenade action going on. And similar to both of you guys, I've got a third character going on, a Warlock level 5, and so trying to figure out how much time to devote to grinding back through everything versus just running the weeklies. I love the fact that the weeklies now do the strike matchmaking, you know, so that you can, even if, you know, as you were talking about, Gray, that if you can't get into one, just being able to drop in and do a matchmaking piece there is excellent. So it's not
always that's fun huge. To I was talking randoms. To Jetty about that last night. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. The communication isn't nearly as fun because you're doing it with randoms, but you know, sometimes when you really just want those strange coins, it's a useful piece. So, and that's exciting, Mace, that you picked up Red Death. I saw that was Xur had that for sale. So cool. I'm glad that you're liking it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how when the new expansion comes out, Gray, if they continue to gate some of that stuff, or, you know, I think it'll be really interesting to see what Activision plays its hand in come the fall in terms of the big Comet release, or if it's downloadable, or if they push out another Game of the Year edition or something like that to get products on store shelves for Christmas time. So I'm sure we'll be talking about Destiny a lot as all three of us play it. So
That's interesting. You know, I got to say one thing, though. I'm just going to jump in here and say, whenever I've played the matchmaking on the strikes list, I have been extremely impressed with the random public people I've played with. They've all been ready there to revive me or thankful when I've revived them. They've all been on point, wanting to succeed, not just hanging out and letting everybody else do the work. So even though we don't have voice chat, I think that it's always been a good experience. So I'm almost wondering if voice chat would ruin it. But I would say the matchmaking for the strike playlist has been a good thing. And kudos to the public players out there in the Destiny world for being great partners and cohorts in these strike missions.
Yeah, I agree. I've had really good experiences with public people as well, and I think in some way it's just the way that Destiny's set up, where it's not competitive. That, you know, having a good team that's working together or at least keeping each other alive benefits everybody, and so there's no need to be a lone gun hero or anything. So in terms of a discussion topic for the week, you know, this past week here, Sony announced that God of War 3 is going to get a remastered for PlayStation 4 coming up on this coming week. We've got the Borderlands Handsome Collection. You know, Sony continues, they just released, or we had the week before, we had the Devil May Cry Definitive Collection. We had sales on Tomb Raider and what's the other one? Tomb Raider and Lost Dog, or Sleeping Dogs. They're definitive collections there, right? I guess I slept through that. So, but, you know, the fact that there's so many different remasters coming out, and, you know, last generation this certainly happened as well, that there were remasters. You know, I was super excited for remasters of things like Shadow of the Colossus, one of my favorite games of all time. You know, or, you know, there's small collections of the PlayStation stuff that came back through of Ratchet and Clank and Jack and Daxter and Sly Cooper, and you know, certainly some of those are cash grabs, and some of those are moving blocky PlayStation 2 polygons up to HD quality. You know, with the new generation, what I'm wondering, and this is not a new topic, and there's certainly been people that have discussed this, but for your opinions, guys, you know, are these remasters a good thing? Are they a fun way to bring in a new audience and new people? Or are they kind of a filler as this console generation keeps going and as studio publishers get a handle on these new engines, that doing a remaster in the engine is a good way to get a stepping stone into something else. You know, so I'm curious about that. I've got the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition sitting on my Xbox One hard drive, and I've got I purchased it for PlayStation 3, and I'm halfway through it sitting on my PlayStation 3 hard drive. So whether or not, you know, which one do I go with, at some stage, you know, the better graphics are always more inviting once your eye knows what it's looking at. But is this something that gets you guys interested in playing them again, or is it something that you look forward to, or is it really just filler? So, Mace, what do you think?
Well, if I understand the definition correctly, I guess. I think, for instance, as Gray mentioned, Vegas 1 and Vegas 2 are my favorite older games. And if they were remastered and the same story, maybe better graphics, maybe a simpler level so you could just, you know, kill without really working at it, just to play, just to fool around, I would buy it and love it. So if I understand your definition correctly, a remastered, I love it.
How about you, Gray? I mean, we've talked about the Master Chief Collection, which we both own and has kind of been sitting on our shelves because we're sucked into Destiny so far. You know, clearly, Master Chief Collection, to me, feels like it's a great value of four games put together with the beta and Nightfall. You know, are these a good value? Or are these just a cash grab?
You know, I think, you know, it's a great question, and, you know, I am also, just like Macebite said, a huge fan of Rainbow Six. I have every game they've made, and especially Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 with the co-op on the 360 and the co-op multiplayer, Terrorist Hunt, and the competitive modes, Rescue the Hostage, like a Team Slayer, a Team Deathmatch type mode. Those same games were released on the PC in full 1080p resolution. And so I would like to highly encourage Ubisoft, you know, and Red Storm Entertainment to re-release that on the Xbox One. You know, spend a couple of months, update the graphics. You don't have to do anything like what they did with Halo and the Master Chief. But that is just a classic, fun game from the past that I think everybody would love to play again on the Xbox One. Now, the Master Chief Collection, it is phenomenal what they did. I mean, they went above and beyond and on all levels. And I know there were some issues with the matchmaking when it first came out. But, you know, I played the first week. I played online multiplayer. I played online co-op, both with Downriver Rat and with Wonderboy V2. So, it was working, and the single player definitely worked well, and, that is the best $60 I've spent all year, probably in 2-3 years on a game. That said, you know, I would look back at those games that were just insanely popular, and if you had released them on the PC at 1080p, it should be fairly easy to port that to the Xbox One. Maybe you don't do a general release to Best Buy and Amazon with a DVD. Maybe you only do a download. But, yeah, bring the love, because I'll tell you what, it would be great to have everybody on the Xbox One playing, you know, having a Vegas 2 night. That would just be awesome. You know, and you could fix a couple of little bugs there, that never-ending machine gun bug. That sometimes the clients hear would be nice to fix. But no, I think it's a good thing. And I think we see it on the PC side with websites that support, you know, 10,000 classic arcade games or classic console games. And I think I don't know that it has to be a cash grab. I think it can be, you know, giving us the gamer an opportunity to buy something we loved and play it on our new hardware. So that's my thoughts. What do you think, DB?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, the idea of thinking about some things that haven't been revisited, Rainbow Six, giving people a chance to go back into that world and those mechanics of that team play, you know, is really good. I was just talking with World Voyager just yesterday, you know, as he was talking about playing Hardline, you know, his love of Battlefield Bad Company 2, you know, both the story in terms of the humor there, awesome but also game. Just the yeah, right? Just the online multiplayer there had just such a unique team aspect to it. So being able to go back to some of those certainly, I think, is a great idea. You know, I'm excited about a lot of the remasters, in part because I agree with you, Gray, that if it's a good game, it's still a good game, and we should be able to enjoy it and play it and maybe play it with a new audience. Or, you know, I really like the potential for some of these re-releases to maybe bring life back into a franchise or bring that franchise back to the forefront, you know, with the idea of Devil May Cry, the definitive edition. It was done by the same studio that did Enslaved and did Heavenly Sword, you know, really great action game with all the juggles and the different weapons and combos and stuff, and maybe getting that back in front of people that haven't played it before, or even just the brand awareness so that, you know, you can get ready to play the next version. I mean, that's why I bought Tomb Raider, the definitive edition, is, one, it was discounted, and two, I really love that gameplay where I feel like it outcharted in some ways, but what it gives me, I get to play that a little bit and gets my taste wet for, hopefully, Rise of the Tomb Raider for this fall. So it's a good way to maybe get that gameplay out there so that people, when the next one comes out, or maybe when the next one is announced at E3, that people are, it's in their mind share a little bit more. You know, this is coming from somebody who spent 180 hours on Borderlands 2 on Steam. You know, I played plenty of that with family, and it's a great co-op game. So, you know, again, that bundle coming up this week of Borderlands 2 and all the DLC, and Borderlands the pre-sequel and all the DLC, is, again, a pretty good deal, you know, as you were talking about with the Master Chief Collection, that it really can be a good value for people to pick up in these times when maybe there's not a major AAA release that's really sucking you in, and give a chance for a new online community. So, Mace, are there any other games, you know, you mentioned Rainbow Six, are there others that you'd like to see revisited or remastered for a new audience?
Well, I haven't honestly searched if I don't know if they exist or not, but some of the old favorites would be Junior Donkey Kong, Spy Hunter, some of those old Nintendo games would be a blast, but I honestly have not pursued or even looked to see if they're available for the Xboxes, you know? But they were some of the old favorites.
You know, and I'll jump in there too, and I just want to say that, you know, all right, so we know none of the Nintendo games will ever show up on a non-Nintendo device. You know, despite the rumors we hear about Nintendo making mobile games, you know, I don't think we're going to see Donkey Kong or Mario or any of those on our Xboxes. Having said that, I was really excited when Microsoft announced Game Room, and I was the guy who would buy, you know, every game for the PC and for the Xbox, so I could play my Missile Command and my Tempest and all my classic arcade games on both platforms. But they just abandoned it. So they did all the Activisions, they did all the Ataris, but they never went outside that wheelhouse to go get other people and redo other classic arcade games. And that would have been, I think, a perfect game to make 100% portable over to the Xbox One. If there was one game on the 360 that should have ported, it should have been Game Room with all those arcades. I mean, what a great, you launch the game and you're in a multi-tiered arcade, and you can dress up your arcade any way you want and invite people over to look at it. I thought it was a phenomenal concept. One of the major bad factors about it, though, and honestly, is for games like Centipede, you could not use your mouse and keyboard. You could not use your mouse to control the, or Missile Command, you could not use your mouse. And to me, it's like that you know, if you're going to allow people to play these on the PC, you got to let them use the mouse. I was using my mouse to play the Arcade Revenge pack on Windows 95 back in 95. You got to let me use my mouse here in 2015 if I'm going to buy the same game again. But yeah, so talking about the classic arcades, just kind of a segue here. The potential of Game Room and what it could have been, and and what it turned out to be, very disappointing.
Yeah, that was a great concept. You know, I think that as everybody was doing Virtual Console and going back to different pieces, you know, it's too bad that it never really materialized in such a way. Gray, you also bring up a topic that probably we'll have to revisit next week, is the confirmation of those rumors about Nintendo doing mobile platforms and partnering with a Japanese studio to put their IPs on mobile games. But they also have said, you know, like you were just saying, that they're not going to just re-release their old stuff. They're going to create new games out of it. But so it'll be interesting to see and hear some of, I know Prime, Osiris Prime is a big Nintendo fan, so maybe hearing some of his opinions in the coming weeks would be good.
Yeah, that, and I'd love to hear, if anybody out there has played Battlefield Hardline, I'd love to hear what you think about it. The guys at IGN liked it, but I'd love to hear, one of my neighbors likes it as well. I'm holding off because I really only have time for Destiny right now. But I'd love to hear, if anybody out there has Hardline, is playing it, let us know what you think.
Yesterday, I know World Voyager from the forums picked it up, and he and I were tweeting back and forth, and he was enjoying what he played and said it was better than the beta and looked better than the beta. So that's a good sign for people maybe on the fence in terms of those that played the beta with us to maybe take another second look at it.
Yeah, I saw him. He posted that over at casualadultgamers.com as well. And I think Dougal had also picked it up. He's a longtime member and friend of ours over at CAG. And I've seen some other people on Facebook pick it up too. So love to hear from these guys on how they're liking it. The multiplayer looks awesome. And from what I've read from what I've seen at IGN, the single player looks pretty good too. Well, guys, you got anything else for today's show? DB, you got anything else?
No, I think it's been a good conversation. It's been great to have you on the podcast, Mace, and taking another chair. So hopefully we'll see you again.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Total
thanks
pleasure.
For joining us, man. Really great to have you on here. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I just haven't done this. This is only my second one, so I'm thrilled to get some more experience and do some different kind of social networking.
Well, we love having you here, man. Thank you for joining us. And with that, on behalf of DBQ Hams and Mace Bite and myself, Greylock3491, that's the end of this episode of the Band of Gamers podcast. Please let us know what you think. Let us know. So respond in the forums. Tell us what you think. And we'd love to hear from you. So until next time, peace.